Good morning to everyone joining us online. My name is Melissa Nelson, and I'm a VRF Regional Sales Manager for Carrier Corporation.
And hello, everyone. My name is Ritesh Shah, and I am the Product Manager for Carrier and Toshiba Carrier VRF product line at Carrier Corporation. By the way, VRF stands for Variable Refrigerant Flow Systems.
Thank you, Ritesh, and it's great to be with you. Together on this podcast today, we want to walk through the concept of VRF and how specifically single-phase VRF leads to creative solutions across markets. It is, in fact, a true problem solver for projects. In our time here, we will take you through the technology differences and unique cases where we have applied VRF successfully in commercial, light commercial, and even the residential spaces. So let's start with what is driving the focus on high-efficiency heat pumps, and more specifically, VRF. Why is that, Ritesh? Can you define that for us?
Sure. As you have heard, the heat pump technology is a key solution in the national conservation to reduce carbon emissions. This moment can be described as electrification. The whole effort of electrification is focused around reducing carbon emissions, both commercially as well as in the residential application. The fact is that the heat pump technology reduces the requirement to burn fossil fuels for heating, specifically in residential application. It is a great solution for the homeowners.
Exactly. In our industry, we are seeing entire cities or communities set goals for transitioning to electrification of all commercial and residential buildings. One example of this initiative is happening in Ithaca, New York, where they are transitioning 6,000 buildings in their community from aging HVAC technology to heat pumps by 2030 in order to fully decarbonize. And additionally, we're seeing tremendous tax and rebate incentives from the government to make the switch through the Inflation Reduction Act. The heat pump is leading the way to this decarbonization effort.
Correct. There are many technologies offered that are high-efficiency heat pumps. VRF is one of them.
That's true. And there are a variety of heat pump technologies. And Ritesh, you and I certainly understand that. We manufacture all types of high-efficiency heat pumps at Carrier. Today, Ritesh and I want to help you with that decision process and provide a basic roadmap through these choices. Specifically, our goal on this podcast is to present you the fact that VRF technology is a great choice on any type of job when the right circumstances are present. So let's start by explaining why there is such highly efficient refrigerant management in the VRF system, as well as ductless mini split. Both are high efficiency heat pumps.
Both VRF and ductless split system uses inverter-driven compressor technology. This technology allows a greater level of control on the compressor speed. In simple words, you can say compressor speed equals cooling or heating capacity demand. If we have tighter control on compressor speed, we can precisely deliver the capacity needed for cooling or heating, which eliminates the overheating or overcooling the space, resulting in energy savings, leading to efficient system operation. For our Toshiba Carrier VRF product line, the compressor speed is varied in 0.1 Hz increment, resulting in industry-leading precise compressor speed control. However, there is an operative difference between the ductless splits and VRF systems. The electronic expansion valve, or EEV, is housed in the outdoor of the ductless split system versus, for VRF, it is located inside the indoor unit directly in this zone/space.
The result of this difference is that the ductless technology will have a line set running from the outdoor unit to every indoor unit because each one needs a connection with the EEV in the outdoor unit in order to expand and modulate the refrigerant. By contrast, the VRF heat pump system will have only a single two-pipe wall penetration into the building, and that piping will Y-joint off to each individual fan coil unit where the EEV is installed. That leads to a much less intrusive installation.
So continuing down this path of defining the key differences between ductless splits and VRF, the next one is the big one, called heat recovery. At the most basic level, VRF heat recovery systems allow the owner to heat and cool any zone in the house at the same time. VRF heat recovery systems not only have the ability to select different modes of operation for different spaces in the building, but also transfers energy from one zone to the other instead of losing it to the outdoor unit to the ambient. This reduces the compressor speed or run hours, making it one of the most efficient systems available today without compromising comfort of each zone or space.
So this really drives whole building or whole home efficiency, as you're delivering capacity in an exact manner to the precise zone and then taking energy and moving it around to where it's needed. Ritesh, do other heat pump systems operate this way?
Not really. The operation is unique to VRF, and in fact, the operation of heat recovery VRF system in single phase power for the residential setting is unique to Carrier.
This is true. We offer a 6-ton heat recovery VRF unit, which can be twinned to 12 tons and is wired for single phase power. With this tonnage and heat recovery, we can accommodate from 12 and up to 25 zones. So heat recovery is a defining difference for VRF. So Ritesh, if we take a step back to heat pumps, ductless versus VRF, can we discuss capacity sizes for the outdoor unit? What is the maximum capacity of the ductless mini-split multi-zone system?
If we talk about the ductless split systems, Carrier offers this in 2, 3, or 4-ton systems. Using a rule of thumb, which is 30 BTU per square foot capacity needed in an occupied space, the 4-ton would heat or cool max of 1,600 square feet area. That means if the floor plan is over that size, which is 1,600, you would need more than one ductless system in order to meet the capacity.
That makes sense. And as far as indoor units allowed, for that same 4-ton outdoor unit, your maximum number of zones for the ductless multi-zone is 5. And in those 5 zones, you have a choice of 5 indoor unit styles: high wall, ducted, floor console, cassette, or under ceiling. Let's compare that ductless example with the VRF system. Ritesh, first tell us about the maximum size heat pump outdoor unit for VRF.
So the VRF single phase heat pump goes up to capacity of 5 tons maximum. Using the same thumb of rule, 30 BTUs per square foot capacity, we move up to a larger area of 2000 square feet from 1600 square feet. The 5-ton single phase VRF heat pump systems can connect up to 9 indoor units.
And don't forget, you still only have one pipe penetration of those 2 pipes of the heat pump coming into the structure from the VRF outdoor unit. Now I'd like to pivot to a commercial application where these VRF heat pumps in the real world, we are applying VRF heat pumps in the real world. And it's a good example of how to transition from ductless splits to VRF, and it made perfect sense. So this particular example is on multifamily apartments, and it's located in the Midwest. And we relied on our distributor partner in that region to support continued work on new construction of the project with this particular building. In its first phases, the job was outfitted with ductless splits for the basic apartments, and then they had to move to the larger spaces. And when the owner and the engineer were looking to equip the larger apartments with heating and cooling, our VRF equipment was subbed in on the job. That's because the VRF single phase heat pump was able to meet heating capacity for those spaces and even exceeded the specifications listed by the engineer. So that problem was solved. The job consisted of a 5-story downtown apartment building, and we had 30 Toshiba Carrier single-phase VRF heat pump outdoor units with a size mix of 3 and 4 tons. And then each unit, outdoor unit, was paired with our vertical air handler to set up a one-to-one relationship with that equipment for larger apartments in this particular building application. So it was a really creative solution to a challenge that was met with VRF high-efficiency heat pumps. But as we talked about earlier, VRF is not only a standard heat pump, the defining operation is the heat recovery process. Ritesh, can you tell us the significance of heat recovery in VRF, what we touched on earlier?
You can get really creative with single-phase heat recovery system design. On our Toshiba Carrier VRF product line, we offer 2 capacities for the single-phase heat recovery system, which is 6-ton and a 12-ton. Let's calculate or go back to the same thumb of rule, 30 BTUs per square foot again. Now we move up to a larger area of 2,400 square feet homes for a 6-ton and 4,800 square feet home for a 12-ton.
And the cool thing is definitely the increased number of zones it can handle in the space. 6-ton unit has the capability to connect to 12 zones, and the 12-ton unit goes up to 25 zones.
With VRF, you have increased style of indoor units you can select to match your decor as well as capacity. Instead of 5 or 6 styles of the ductless split systems to choose from, you have 12 styles on VRF indoor units, including high study ducted models to cover larger areas like a great room or a large master suite. These custom high-end homes have the need for many zones and many choices, and the accelerated efficiency brought by the heat recovery technology is just icing on the cake.
Yeah, and this brings me to a great example of this application, and it's on a project we just completed in Bel Air, California, and it's for Jonathan Scott, who is one of the property brothers on HDTV. His home is completely outfitted with a Toshiba Carrier single-phase heat recovery product. Well, let's talk about why did Jonathan Scott choose that product, that Toshiba Carrier single-phase heat recovery system, for his home in the LA area. What were the advantages that led him to the choice? First, it's a large, high-end custom residence, so the ability to have longer refrigerant lines on one refrigerant circuit was key to his decision. Flexible design that drove efficiency. We have single-port or multi-port flow selectors, and heat recovery between the zones maximizes efficiency and also allows occupants in their zone their choice of mode selection at any time for premier comfort. And each zone has its own wall controllers that you can have a single indoor unit programmed to or multiple units being controlled, depending on the layout. And finally, because this is a larger property, it makes sense to allow for access to all the indoor units and outdoor units on one central controller, which can be housed in a convenient place for the owners. Schedules can be made for seasons or times of day. Set points can be modified across the system, and you have web access control of all the units. You can have access at the touchscreen controller or via your web browser. Everything is digitally connected for direct access in VRF. And this job has been a great success, and we're continuing to work with Jonathan Scott and his team.
Melissa, that was a great fit for VRF in high-end residential application, but would like to point out that the 6 and the 12-ton heat recovery units offer those same incentive solutions when it comes to commercial jobs.
That's very true. Let me tell you about an example of a light commercial job in the market where heat recovery single-phase VRF really fit the bill, and it was a tremendously creative solution for a number of the project challenges. This particular job is a historic lighthouse on the East Coast, and it was a very unique setting. Not only is it on the coast, it's actually located on the edge of an island. So what are the many reasons why single-phase VRF was a great choice? Well, one big one was there's only single-phase power on the island, so that choice was made. The size of the job lent itself nicely to the tonnage of the single-phase heat recovery units at 12 tons, and that's much larger in capacity on a single outdoor unit than a ductless outdoor unit at 4 tons. Because this is a historic building, the opportunity to have a single piping penetration and more indoor unit choices was really attractive. And those are just some of the reasons it works. Ritesh, why else did this job make so much sense for VRF and heat recovery?
Well, when we utilize VRF heat recovery system, we always look for diversity across the zone, areas that need heating while other would need cooling. In this project, there was more than one diversity factor to consider, diversity of exposure. The sun exposure from one side of the campus to the other lends itself to energy transfer between zones. Diversity of use. There was the lighthouse, a museum, and in fact, also living quarters on the ground, which also presents maximization of energy utilizing heat recovery systems. In that light commercial scenario, VRF solved so many challenges that were present with the application. It was a big win and also unusual in the specific requirement. Melissa, are we limited to only very unique commercial projects with the heat recovery VRF solutions?
Ritesh, actually not at all, which brings me to one more example to talk about. This next project addresses the growing need for low-income housing in the country and is one more example of heat recovery VRF as a creative way to serve the commercial market. So this is some low-income housing in the Midwest, and it centers around multifamily work in the single-phase heat recovery application. These were existing apartments, an existing apartment complex that was built in 1975, and the buildings are called quadplex. So they're single-story buildings with 4 apartments with an entrance on each side of the building. And then the whole campus has 26 quadplex buildings. Each apartment originally had a window air conditioner and electric heat. And in our solution with the distributor, we changed that design. Each building was outfitted with one 12-ton heat recovery outdoor unit that would serve the 4 apartments in each building, 26 systems across the campus. The benefits were, it's an easy retro install. It has one pipe penetration and ductless cassettes were used, so no ductwork was needed. Just the cost of heating and cooling with those other systems, the electric heat and the window air conditioner, they had reduced bills just due to the efficiency of the VRF system. Another benefit of efficiency in low-income housing is the owner typically pays the bills. So that's a great fit for lowering their energy costs. And now the occupants of those apartments have a system with multiple zones to serve their space. They have their choice of mode and temperature setting for premier comfort.
That is indeed another great project for a single phase heat recovery and the upgrade it brought to both comfort and efficiency. With that example, we have shown that the single phase VRF heat pump or a heat recovery product line can provide solutions for commercial, light commercial, and residential jobs.
Exactly. So suffice it to say that VRF is extremely versatile. And I want to sum up our talk today. When you're presented with challenges on any job, we encourage you to consider VRF. Ritesh, take us through some of the key factors we learned about VRF today and how it can solve problems presented to the engineer or contractor.
So there are very high-level key points or takeaways from this podcast. Is first is you need larger capacity heating or cooling system. Then look at the 5, 6, and the 12-ton single-phase heat recovery VRF systems to solve your needs. If you have need for more than 5 zones on a project, again, a single-phase VRF can bridge that gap. We can go up to 25 zones with our 12-ton heat recovery systems. More options for indoor units, 12 options including high static ducted to address IAQ and mold filtration as well. If you need longer runs for your refrigerant lines or vertical lift, which you need to accommodate, then single phase heat pumps are a great choice. They can go up to 164 vertical height. And then if you look at the operatives of VRF, the single phase heat recovery offering, utilizing the single phase power available at the job site, makes it much more attractive at that point to go with single phase heat recovery systems.
Thanks, Ritesh. I have no doubt that everybody online knows firsthand the many challenges that present themselves at every turn as they design projects and lay out HVAC technology on their jobs. We hope you found this dive into single-phase VRF helpful and that you understand that VRF in single-phase is a very often a creative solution to those challenges. Next time you run into one, think VRF and look to apply it. Whether it is commercial, light commercial, or residential, VRF just may be the solution you've been looking for.
Melissa, it was great to be with you, and thank you for all your time and attention here.